You're listening to SBS News.
Tina Parisi is a support worker in aged care based in Melbourne who has been living and working through the coronavirus pandemic. She looks after 11 people who speak either Italian, Maltese or Polish, and ideally she'd prefer more time with each client to care for them.
Since COVID started, I've worked every week overtime, and if I could physically, mentally and anything I could do extra, I could do extra because the demand is very high.
She says when clients are upset or sad, it is a draining experience.
Very tired some days. I have a very supportive family, so my son, my daughter and my husband, they're really, really good. Otherwise, I couldn't do it.
Ms. Parisi says the pandemic has been a long 2 years for her. Since COVID-19 infections began, the demand at work has risen and she has been working consistently 6 days a week, apart from a 10-day holiday last January.
The language and the shortage of people doing this work in Australia is high, and they've got no intention of... I think it's more the way the job is perceived more than anything else.
The Health Services Union has told SBS News staff are quitting the industry, with 100 members in New South Wales departing in January alone. Elizabeth Drozd is the Chief Executive of Australian Multicultural Community Services, a group that advocates for older Victorians.
And I've been working in multicultural community services for 30 years, and I have never seen this type of workforce shortages. So we have seniors who are asking us to help them live at home and support them, and unfortunately, we are really struggling to recruit enough staff.
She says this essential service is not being cared for enough, but a specific visa to fill vacancies with overseas staff could help.
I am really concerned, and unfortunately, I just don't see that enough is being done to alleviate the situation and assist providers. And I think what would need to happen is really, as soon as is practically possible, make a special visa for those that want to come from overseas and work in the care industry and support the senior population to make it easier for them to come here.
The calls for a greater focus on the aged care sector during the pandemic are only growing louder as the public becomes more vocal about the safety of vulnerable Australians. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.